Hello innovators, trailblazers, and relentless optimizers. Welcome back to the Agentic Revenue Brief podcast, where we decode how AI is transforming the heartbeat of modern revenue operations. I'm Tim Kortinovis, here in my digital voice, but with every bit of human excitement I can muster. Today is a turning point. If you thought AI was just an assistant in the background, get ready. What's happening now is so much bigger. We are witnessing the birth of agents as the very interface, the core execution layer between buyer intent and actual revenue. Let's get into the shift. First, the headline that has everyone buzzing. OpenAI has rolled out, buy it in ChatGPT. No, this isn't just a smarter virtual shopper. This is the collapse of the sales journey. Discovery, evaluation, decision, and transaction now live inside an agent workflow. The line between I want it and I got it is gone. And for us in sales leadership, that means it's time to stop optimizing for email volume or web touch points and start designing our offers to be readable, executable, and fail-safe for autonomous systems. Think about that. Is your product catalog machine readable? Are your pricing rules agent legible? Because when the buying journey lives inside an agent's protocol, the surface area of revenue shifts. It moves away from persuasion and toward transaction readiness. If you can't turn product facts, compliance, and fulfillment into APIs and policies, the agents will just pick a competitor who can. And suddenly, RevOps and ProductOps are inheriting jobs that used to be split across sales, marketing, and commerce. Now it's all about ensuring agents can process product feeds, validate eligibility, enforce guardrails, and escalate exceptions. The sales funnel you grew up with, it's becoming a policy funnel, where revenue wins go not to the loudest, but the cleanest and most interoperable. Let's zoom further out. Google just doubled down on agentic shopping, pushing protocols as the connective tissue between brands, agents, and buyers. The protocol is the new power. Whoever defines the rules, ranking, and measurement standards will own distribution in the agent era. No more channel versus channel. It's about showing up correctly, structures, signals, and proofs for autonomous buyers who navigate policy trees, not landing pages. What's the competitive edge? Operational data foundations, clean inventory, transparent terms, policy-driven offers, and machine-verifiable proof, like warranties and SLAs. The creative challenge is no longer catchy headlines, but making your value machine interpretable at every step. And now let's talk economics. Goldman Sachs is ringing the alarm. Agent workflows don't just change your front end, they impact your margins. Now that agents are doing real work, AI usage shifts from sideshow to cost of revenue. Forecasting must track agent actions, cost per automation run, and model reliability. We are entering a world where RevOps needs FinOps level discipline. Who owns the cost? Who owns optimization? The first time usage spikes and nobody has budget guardrails, you'll notice security is coming for us too. Intel warns, as agents act more autonomously, touching pricing, manipulating CRM, or communicating externally, you cannot treat them like scripts. Agents need credential level accountability, data boundaries, and audit trails. Delegate to agents as you would to a junior employee. Escalate when unsure. Give permission by policy and log everything. Fail here and the trust gets yanked for everyone. Now, here's a twist most teams aren't ready for. Many organizations will look outside for help. A new breed of AI agency is emerging. Service firms, integration specialists, and autonomy operation shops who can build, tune, and govern agentic workflows. There's leverage if you use them right, and a trap if you hand over strategic learning. The critical thing, keep core measurement, strategy, and data contracts in-house. Let the externals accelerate, Don't let them own your compounding advantage. So what does all this mean for the revenue organization? Org charts will reshape around policy and platform leadership the traditional lines between SDR, AE, and RevOps. They'll blur and then reharden, but defined by accountability, not just job titles. Agents will take the research, routing and routine proposals. Humans shift to the edge, the ambiguous, novel, high-stakes moments, deal strategy, risk decisions, outcome engineering. Forecasting matures from stage-based gut feel to evidence-driven signal stacks and governance. The new model is bounded autonomy, explicit permissions, continuous auditability, and fast rollback if anything goes off script. Here's my challenge to any CRO listening. In the next 30 days, pick one key revenue workflow, something measurable like lead qualification or renewal triage. Define exactly what your agent can do, the data it touches, required confidence thresholds, and the human escalation procedure. Publish the policy, track the scorecard, pipeline, cycle time, margin. The aim isn't just to deploy AI, it's to learn how to turn autonomy into governed capacity you trust. If you remember one thing, let it be this: agentic systems are not another software layer. They are becoming the layer, the deciding and executing core that links your policies to revenues at machine speed. Your advantage is not in more automation, but in designing accountability and reliability on top. As always, if you found this briefing valuable, share it with a peer, subscribe, and let's keep exploring the future together. This is Tim Kortinovas reminding you, autonomy rewards those who reimagine how the work gets done. Keep designing, governing, and winning. Until next week, signing off.